this whole idea of a Luciferian conspiracy is that this guy, this satanic entity, who, by the way, is incredibly smart, he's a genius, but he's also incredibly demented. He hates us, and he wants to be worshipped. And it talks about in these prophecies that this man of sin, this Antichrist, at the latter days, at the end times, will somehow rise to the forefront. And I don't believe he rises there by himself. And when we look at certain secret organizations, when we look at just the machinations of world leaders and where things seem to be going and how they're steered, there seems to be something guiding it, something pushing it, something moving it, something directing it. And in my opinion, some of that, a lot of it, is Luciferian. And you would ask for an example, and all we have to do, let's say, is look at the gulags of the former Soviet Union, where 65 million people were perished. And it's like, you know, life was 65 million. I mean, it's hard to get your
idea. I can't imagine it either.
Or like when the Ukraine, like over 20 million people were subsequently and deliberately starved to death during the Stalin era. That's not part of the gulag system. 20 million people in the Ukraine were starved to death. Or, you know, Hitler and the direct, you know, completely thought out and very, very deliberate slaughter which resulted, of course, in the Holocaust, which then resulted in the birth of Israel. But the slaughter of the Jews, the 6 million, and you look at these things, you look at Idi Amin, you look at Pol Pot, evil has a face, and it manifests. And when we see it manifest, and when it has its say, when it has its time, when it has its rule, we see the decimation, which we just talked about. We see the reign of Stalin and 65 million people, or Hitler was 6 million, or Pol Pot was 3 million, or Idi Amin slaughtering hundreds of thousands of his own people, or Saddam doing exactly the same deal. And so, to me, you know, there is evil, and I need to establish that first. If there is evil, is there a hierarchy of that evil, and is it, in fact, going to manifest, and what do ancient prophecies say about this? So this conspiracy, this Luciferian conspiracy, is to bring about the rule of this Antichrist. And what's amazing to me is when this guy manifests, he comes in as a man of peace. It's not a man of war. He comes in first as a man of peace, and he brings peace to a region, peace maybe not throughout the world, but certainly to the region where he pops up. So it's
he deceives us.
Very much so. Very much so.
Have you read the book of Urantia, or are you familiar with the Urantia book?
I'm familiar with the Urantia book, and as far as I've read sections of it. This is like about 30 years ago, and what I was told after doing some research recently about it, apparently it was done through automatic writing. And to me, in my particular paradigm, things that are done through automatic writing would then connote a familiar spirit doing that, and then you'd have to challenge that familiar spirit to find out whether it's benevolent or malevolent, and whether you're being deceived by the familiar spirit. So it's kind of like the Seth Speak stuff. There's something there. There's something going on. Jane Roberts definitely was a channel for this thing. But how do we discern what we're looking at, whether it's malevolent or benevolent?
True. Published in 1955. And what they talk about, they say Lucifer was a brilliant spirit personality, and that he ruled 607 inhabited planets. Now, this is in the Urantia book.
Right.
Very bizarre. So they talk about Lucifer. They talk about Satan being recruited by Lucifer was recruited Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about the devil, which was somebody else.
Beelzebub, maybe, whatever.
But they talk about planets and things, L.A. It's almost as if we're talking about something that has been going on in the universe and where people have interpreted it as being very spiritual. It really may be a part of this, you know, whole planetary constellation universe system.
You know, C.S. Lewis has a real interesting series of books. It's a fictional work. It's a trilogy, That Hideous Strands, Out of the Silent Planet, and Perelendra. And it talks about, it really deals with the whole idea of that there is life on other planets, which I frankly believe that there are.
True.
Then there must be the same type of process that kind of we went through here that they went through. In other words, if there really is a supreme being or a creator, then that world, that's this is his hypothesis in his trilogy, that world would have to know or have to have some sort of a relationship with the creator. It's just not going to create them and then walk away. And that's the whole idea, that they have to pass a test similar to the one that we supposedly failed in Eden, mm-hmm. You know, the whole Adam and Eve deal. And he sets the whole thing up, and it all goes back to free will. And it's a very, very interesting premise that he has. But I would hold to that in the sense that, you know, we know that, and I'm probably maybe getting off point here, but we know that, let's say, the genome, we can map that and we can look at genetics and we can see that this thing is so complex. And to my viewpoint, and other scientists have come on board since discovering this, that there seems to be the hand of God, if you want to use that word, or the hand of something that very, very intelligent. This thing is just not by accident or by chance. It's by design, which, of course, begs the question, who is the designer? Can we know it, him, her? You know, has he left a calling card? You know, what's the deal here?
Well, but these creatures, though, you know, the Lucifers, the Satans,
right,
the
right.
devils, I mean, obviously an evil part of whatever's going on here. It, to me, and again, I don't know if you have to believe this Urantia book or not,
right.
but it sounds like, you know, this Star Trekian body of people decided to throw them out for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
that they were not the good people, I guess, so they punished them.
Well, it kind of mirrors Judeo-Christian biblical stories too. It's the same deal. Apparently, there was a war, and this war actually continues today, where certain areas of the earth are inhabited by principalities and powers,
mm-hmm.
And you can't get through. There's like a dominion. There's a power part or a power point over that area, and you know it's dark and it's forbidding. For instance, which amazes me, there's a prophecy in Daniel, or actually a story in Daniel, where he talks about he shoots off this request. He shoots off a prayer, and I think it's 21. We've talked about this before, kind of on the edge, but 21 days later, this angel, this angelic being, appears to Daniel. Daniel falls flat on his face as if dead, and there's the bumper music. But briefly, what happens is the angel tells him, hey, I was held up for 21 days by the Prince of Persia, this evil entity which would not let me through. I had to go get reinforcements. So it speaks and tells us of some sort of a battle.